Hi, everyone.
Hey,
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 16.
We're getting so close.
We finally got, you're the number one, I'm the number one guy in the group.
We got two iconic lines. We got two iconic lines.
Oh, what's the other one? Do I not remember?
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Oh, well, we love that one's just every time I drink a Pinot Grigio, that's what I think of.
I mean,
okay.
Beautiful chef's kiss on this episode.
So check out the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, and we have One Season Wonders. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group, talk to Meredith, who always posts but never gets a response. Someone did join. So expecting that one person.
It ain't dead is all I'm saying. I mean, the conversation's dead, but I'm committed. So come join me.
Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get for $1 a month. You get access to all of the episodes that we record early. Oh, I did this backwards. Sorry. Let me start over. For $1 a month, you get access to our pre-shows, where Meredith and I talk about whatever we want. And then you also get access to any episodes that we record early, including this one. I'm not even going to fucking try. I always get it wrong. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but it's being recorded now. So deal with it. I don't know. Fuck it. Figure it out. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after show where Meredith and I will talk about spoilers or Vanderpump news or Bravo news for that matter. We'll talk about whatever we want, honestly, because it's our show. And then Meredith did a slight chuckle, caught me off guard. And then we'll also say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Ashley, Bad Bitch Juice, Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, Sarah A, and Sarah M. Yay!
Bad Bitch Juice out there. We love it.
Yeah. Well, Meredith, what Bad Bitch Juice are you drinking today?
I have cold coffee. Not nice. Really ice, because I didn't want to walk to the basement and get ice.
Nice. I have water so that once I start to slur my words like I always do, I can take a sip of water because I can't speak.
I'm not drinking too. That's the best part.
I know. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, when there's live shows, you get to give us your opinions and we'll read them live on the air. Not live for you, but live for us. We don't know what we'll say. And then also we will pick a patron of the episode. So God, I don't know who I picked last time. I have the worst memory, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Cause I'm going to pick someone. I'm going to pick Bad Bitch Juice.
Yes.
That's it. That's final. My word is final.
Alicia's court has ended.
That's it. Bad Bitch Juice. Congrats. You're the patron of the episode. Thanks for inspiring our new segment. That's it. Okay, but now we can get into the episode. So, previously on Vanderpump Rules, the Toms want to get into the sangria business. That's the Vanderpump sangria business, to be specific. But it's a big time commitment, and they haven't done anything except talk about going to St. Louis to sell the sangria. Jax got arrested, and then he got suspended from Sir. Stassi wants to talk to Katie, but Katie doesn't want to talk to Stassi. But Stassi did talk to Schwartz, and Schwartz ended up inviting Stassi to their engagement party, which is weird because it's a two-person engagement, and one of those people is Katie, who doesn't want to see Stassi.
Yeah.
So fun. Okay, so we open up. It's Danny and Lalo's apartment. I love this friendship because we don't get it enough, and I have so many questions.
I know. I love how like Danny just gets dropped in randomly, but like, hey, we need an alternate person to talk to. Danny, can you step in really quick?
I love Danny. Also, her last name is Shay. And I just want to know if there's any relation to Mike Shay. I know. Cause Lala kept saying like Danny Shay. And I was like,
Shay. I wonder if it's like S-H-A-E instead of S-H-A-Y.
I don't know. Danny
Shay. Like if that's her middle name instead of her last name.
Maybe Danny Shay.
But I can't imagine like you walking around being like, oh my God, Meredith Rose.
I wouldn't ever. No. So They're getting ready to host their housewarming party. So basically, Lala, as soon as Stassi moved out, moved into this apartment because it's Stassi's old apartment. And then Danny, who works at Sir, who we've seen occasionally. Sometimes, yes. I think she's gone to Stassi's birthday and we've seen her butt because she went skinny dipping. That's about it.
That and like whenever like Stassi wanted a bitch and like was not friends with some people. Like Danny's definitely like, I feel like somebody who wraps up a storyline, and we get that with putting Stassi with the group she doesn't talk to.
Yeah. Danny, Jen, and Jeremy were really those people. Oh, so, then Danny moved in the house. They've been there for 6 months. They're finally throwing a housewarming party. They talk about who's invited, and it sounds like there's only 6 people invited. And
this is the smallest housewarming party I've ever seen in my entire life, but I appreciate production for trying to get Stassi with this group.
Yeah, super weird. So Christina and Stassi are coming because Danny invited them.
Yes.
And then Sheena's coming with Tom, or Sheena and Ariana are coming with Tom and Shay.
Yes.
Jax was invited, but he basically said maybe, yeah, but probably won't come. So Lala actually met Stassi once, but they were in Vegas. She was in Vegas with Danny and Christina Kelly, and they saw Stassi at the elevator, and Stassi said, "Wait, I love your outfit." And from then on, they were cool.
Like, how wild.
I feel like that's important to note because no one else really likes Lala. So Stassi likes Lala.
Stassi doesn't mind Lala, I think. It's like they're friends. I don't think they've hung out a lot.
Stassi doesn't have enough friends to turn anyone else down.
True. But it also helps to know that, like, Lala didn't just appear on the show. Like, we know from, I guess, past research or something, I'm sure we've mentioned it, that, like, everybody in Sir kind of got recommended by someone. And so clearly, like, Lala's the same. She knew Christina Kelly and Danny. And so this is truly a natural, like, entrance
into this world. I love it.
Me too.
So it's a weird kind of situation, but I'll take it.
Situation.
So Stassi and Christina are here. It's kind of weird for Stassi to be back, but it's fine. She doesn't mind that she's going to have to bump into Ariana and Sheena, but she really wants to talk to Katie. And these two people like Katie, specifically Sheena. So if Stassi can get on good terms with Sheena, she could maybe get to Katie.
Yes. It's like Katie equals smiley face plus Sheena, Tom, Ariana, Schwartz.
Yeah. Just like list everyone. She's smiley already got Schwartz.
Required. Yep. Check on the Schwartz. Let's work on the Sheena.
So now we go to Sir. James is preparing his DJ stuff. Jax is back. He knows he was wrong. He's paying for it financially, so he doesn't have to think about it mentally or emotionally, everyone.
He also said he's paying for it with his friends. And I'm like, how? No one's shunned you. I mean, your friends probably gave you some grief and you have to say thank you, but I wouldn't say that's like paying for it.
I mean, forever we'll joke how he's a criminal, but that's about it.
I mean, he was a criminal way before that.
That's true. He had to trade toilet paper for food. Never forget.
Yeah. This ain't his first run in with the law.
It's not his first rodeo.
Won't be the last.
Agreed. So Jax isn't going to go to Lala's thing because after the Brittany Lala Jax fiasco in Hawaii, he thinks it'd probably be better.
Wow. We have a
that's grown
self-aware
up.
Human on our hands right now.
I love how that's the bare minimum. And we're all like, wow, he's great. He's really thinking through his actions.
Yeah. I mean, which later we found out that Brittany's busy anyway. So I'm kind of shocked he didn't go.
Brittany's busy anyway. Why the fuck? When he go?
Yeah.
Because now he's realized he's on camera.
Oh. Maybe probably. They had to start doing interviews. So he realizes he has to talk about this stuff.
Exactly. Schwartz met up with Stassi last night. Ariana and Sandoval and Jax talk about it. Schwartz isn't actually here, but we're all going to gossip. And Ariana thinks Stassi's targeting Schwartz because he's the weakest. And I kind of agree.
I mean, he's wrong, but at the same time, that is the best person to go to, whether Schwartz is the weakest or not.
Yeah, I mean, to get to Katie.
Yeah, like you might as well go one below Katie first before you go to the bottom of the totem pole. Because if you're able to get in with Katie with just Schwartz, you don't need to kiss Sheena and Ariana and Sandoval's ass.
Very true. Because then Schwartz has already let you in.
Yeah, above them. Like you might as well try.
Yeah, agreed. So Jax, he's working on himself, positive vibes. He's telling Lisa he knows what he did was wrong. But that has nothing to do with his life in LA. He's perfect here. LA Jax, that's perfect. Why Jax? Different kind of Jax.
He's a truther. So like, listen, yeah, he's a good person in LA. He's a truther. You know, Hawaii Jax, criminal. But you know what? We just won't go to Hawaii again.
Liar. Liar in Hawaii. Truther in LA. But Lisa just wants Jax to start thinking about other people, which is a big giant joke at this point. But do your thing, Lisa. Have hope.
Well, I mean, she makes it so easy. All he has to do is like donate some clothes. And Jax works in Tom's too. So yeah, like this really isn't difficult to do even.
Yeah, we're going to donate clothes now to the
Covenant House.
Covenant House. It auto-corrected to something else, Convenient House. And I, that was my own misspelling, but Covenant House, which was, remember we did a dinner for them for underprivileged. Organization for underprivileged kids. So we're going to, you know, get clothes. This is how Jax is going to clear his conscience. We're all fine.
His debt to society.
Yeah. Because everyone thinks Jax isn't a bad person. He just does bad things. But to me, if the same person does the same bad things all the time, it's probably just
that's the thing. It's like the repetition of it makes you a bad person. I don't think anybody is defined by their like one or like a few mistakes. No. But for Jax, it's consistency. And I think he could become a good person, but he would have to like change some things in order to become that.
I mean, he's already went from a liar to a truther. So now he just should not be a stealer.
All the herbs.
Fine. So now we're back at Danny and Lala's apartment. Ariana and Tom are here. Tom's got in his big hoops for Lala.
I love this.
You know what the Kardashians say? The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
Hey, you got to own it. And you know what? I feel like people who wear big hoops own it.
They know it. Stassi's really nervous, so she's just like sitting behind this wall, like this is getting so glances.
Have you ever been in a moment like this?
Yeah.
I got like secondhand embarrassment. I was like, I needed to stand up and like pace.
You were like Christina Kelly. That was like, we can't just sit here.
I know. I like need to be doing something. So then there's a reason like why I'm not actively walking up to you at this party.
I was the Sandoval Ariana situation. That was my role because I showed up later and this person and her husband did not get up, but I waved it. I was like, because I saw them looking at me. So I was like, hi.
Yeah.
And they completely dissed me. So they looked really bad. And so I was like, oh, weird. Bye. And like, I just like walked away.
Okay. So in a sense, you were Tom and Aria in the order that they arrived, but they were Tom and Ariana by ignoring.
Yes. Yes. I also though did not do anything to try and help the situation. I just lived my life.
I feel like I'm Sheena. I mean, not with such a grand gesture, but.
So yeah. So Stassi's really nervous. She's sitting there. Christina Kelly gets secondhand embarrassment and she's like, we got to get up. It's very awkward. Sandoval's clearly ignoring Stassi. So Christina and Stassi take shots to lighten themselves up a little bit. And then Stassi and Christina bring out shots for the group. And Stassi opens up by saying, it's awkward and weird. Here's some shots. And
which, I mean, this isn't a bad way to play it.
It's not. Know? It's very funny because everyone's aware of the situation.
Yeah, so like you just got to get it out there.
And Sandoval, he's not going to get emotional or upset. He's just going to be cut and dry. So then Sheena and Shay show up. And Sheena's still going to be here because Stassi doesn't root. Like she can't run her life around Stassi. She's not afraid of Stassi.
But I'm like, you are so fucking afraid of Stassi. She's so scared.
So
joke about this.
She says she hasn't liked Stassi for a really long time, even though she really tried. So Sheena is going to think of something good to start it off with. So then we get a flash. It's been a year since they talked. And it was that awkward lunch where Stassi was basically like, I don't like you. And Sheena's like, okay. And like left. So Sheena walks in with a big bottle of Pinot Grigio and she places it right in front of Stassi and goes, hi. And Stassi's like, oh my God, this was funny. Cause she got a free bottle of wine. I'd be like, thank you so much.
Yes. And we get the favorite. We get the cut of, I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
So I think it was a good icebreaker on Sheena's point to be like, we can laugh about it, but if anything, this shows like Sassy, like Sheena doesn't completely hate you, right? Like if someone's,
I agree. Here's the thing. But remember when Schwartz talked to Stassi and it's like, hate is better than being so apathetic. So, you know, the people telling you that they dislike you, I think is a good spot for Stassi because at least they care.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, if somebody brings you a gift, that means they don't hate you enough to like not spend money on you. Like she
not think about
the effort to go get a bottle of Pinot Grigio, put a bow on it for Stassi.
Mm-hmm. She was thinking about Stassi. Meanwhile, Tom and Ariana show up and they don't even care.
Yes.
So that one hits harder.
Yep.
Okay. So we do more shots. Stassi used to love confrontation. Now she's all nervous, probably because she doesn't have her backup crew.
True. And I think she knows she doesn't have a leg to stand on. A lot That's of times true. When you're like, when you don't mind confrontation, it's because like you're either you're right or you have enough to back you up that it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Like Stassi has nothing.
Agreed. So they all do a round of shots, which I just want to point out. Shay does a shot.
I saw him standing there and I was like, this is just, Stassi doesn't know about the rules.
That's true. Shay had a red shot glass.
It is a year later and Stassi has no clue about Shay's issues. I'll say.
We don't even know about Shay's rules. We don't know what rules we're supposed to talk about.
Instead of a drink, it's like the anti-drinking game basically that Sheena has set up. How to not drink.
God, which just pushes us all to want to drink.
Yeah.
So it's still awkward, but the party continues. It's even in other places awkward because Ariana and Sheena, they're friendly. They still care about each other, but they still got that beef. That beef that Sheena got involved with when it was really none of her business. And Ariana doesn't know if they'll ever be best friends again, but that's fine, Ariana, because Sheena's got a new best friend. It's Katie. It's not even.
I was about to say, like, Sheena has no idea that like Ariana's even feeling this. And that like sucks.
Well, because Sheena thought it was like all fine. If you're not going to yell at her and be like a bitch, you're fine with her, right?
Well, I think Sheena just like moves on and like, Lisa kind of says this, that like Sheena will just sweep everything under the rug. So like now that like the discussion I'll say is over, it's like to Sheena, it's like, we're good.
Yep. That's her vibe. We're fine. So then Shay and Stassi, weird group, actually talk. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's really nice to see you. And then in his interview, he's like, it's like seeing a ghost, a bitchy ghost. A ghost that's a bitch.
Oh my God. In my mind, I'm like, Shay hasn't had an interview in like four or five episodes. Got to put him in here somehow. She's a bitch ghost, you know, like a bitchy ghost, a ghost that's a bitch. And I'm like, keep going.
Explaining his thought process.
All the ways that ghost and bitch can be ordered in a sentence.
Can you believe this man writes music? That's his dream. He's amazing.
How eloquent.
I know. So Sandoval joins. And he let Stassi know that staying with Kristen kind of kills the leg Stassi did have to stand on, right? So, like, yes. I kind of get this, where Stassi makes a big deal. Kristen's an asshole. We're all going to ban her. No one talk to her. I'm going to be pissed at you. And then her other issues with Sheena, don't talk to her. She's a bitch. And then it's like, well,
they like both did bad things. Yeah. They both did do bad things to Stassi.
Yes. And then she comes back. She has no friends. And she's like, all's forgiven with Kristen. Because that's how it looks like on the outside, right? All's forgiven with Kristen. I'm going to stay with her because I don't have friends.
Anyone.
So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So it does look bad. It's like
oh, you're so easy to forgive Kristen, but not like Sheena.
Yeah, it just looks super weird. And then she, again, Stassi, says her issues with Katie weren't about Kristen. It was about Sheena. And Tom's like, that's kind of BS too, because, you know, if someone's not benefiting Stassi in a certain way, then she disregards them, which I think is also true. Cause like we said, Katie was a very loyal friend. She did one thing to save her relationship. And
yeah, she didn't do something Stassi wanted. So Stassi cut her out.
Yeah, exactly. Sandoval is just trying to show Stassi that cutting off Katie And Katie being friends with Sheena is not valid anymore because Stassi is friends with Kristen. So it's basically like,
Tom doesn't want people to be friends with Kristen, but like, it's basically like Tom's the Stassi in the Kristen situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone else is like, we're going to be friends with her.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, don't yell. Don't get mad at me when I'm friends with someone you don't like.
Exactly.
So Stassi tells him that when she's hurt, she cuts people out and that's her own thing. And Sandoval's like, yeah, but there's consequences for that. So that's what this is.
And I think Stassi knows that now. I think.
Yeah.
What's hard for her to explain is that like, she knows she's in the wrong for cutting people out, but she has to go through that whole situation and then explain like why the situation with Katie did hurt so bad.
Yes.
And then how she like is moving on from that. There's like a lot of talking in this like fight and like making up.
Yeah. There's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sandoval, like everyone else, questions her motives because her life is at rock bottom. Now she's coming to apologize. He just questions if her life was fantastic, would she still come back and apologize? No, of course not.
Nobody has good motives like that. Like everybody's going to like come crawling back when their life is shit.
Yeah.
Like every single person will.
That's when you're most willing to eat crow.
Yes. And that's like, she needs friends. She she doesn't have friends. So she wants her old friends back. And I honestly think that's more pure of a motive to realize, holy shit, my life sucks. I miss you guys. Like, you guys are what made my life good.
Exactly. So now the rejects that didn't get invited to the party, they go out.
Or didn't want to go.
Didn't want to go.
They go to Katie and Schwartz were probably invited. Oh, wait, no. Katie wasn't. Never mind.
So they go to El Coyote, which if you watch The Hills, I'm pretty sure is old Don Julio's, that place that Spencer and Heidi always
frequented. I don't think it's Don Julio's. Oh, maybe it is.
I think it's old because Don Julio's isn't there anymore. That's what Whitney said on her.
Yeah.
Whitney from The Hills, different show, but I'm pretty sure.
Just this LA like reality TV overlapping. You're right though. That booth. Yeah.
It looks so similar.
Where Heidi and Spencer always went on date nights.
Yeah. They always went to Don Julio's. It's like a joke too. If you watch Whitney's rewatch of The Hills, it's like a constant joke with her husband. He's always like, let's go down to Julio's. Like, why do I know this restaurant? So it's Katie, Schwartz, and Jax. Brittany couldn't come, she's working, she's busy. Also, Brittany wants a boob job, Jax is gonna pay for it. That can't go wrong.
Oh god,
right off the bat sounds like a great idea. So then Katie tells a story where Lala came up to her with an attitude at Sir and basically told Katie that she is not invited to her housewarming party. And Katie's like, why would someone even say that to you? Like, that's so rude. And I'm like, Katie, you literally said
that. Katie's like, I wouldn't even want to go because Stassi's there. Why would she come up and tell me I'm not invited?
Because you literally did that to three people.
You did the exact same. And I have to say, because we got like the cut of it too, I don't think Lala had a major attitude.
No, she was just like, I just want you to know that I'm throwing a party and that obviously you're not invited. And I was like, obviously, yeah, no, that makes 1,000%.
This is definitely tit for tat, but I get it.
But I just love when Katie's like, why would she even tell me about it?
So
like,
rude.
I wasn't going to go.
Well, queen, you started that off. You started this.
So now we go back to Danny and Lala's apartment. The party of all eight people are in full swing.
Oh, I hated this so much.
Like the party or like the conversation?
The party, because it's like, okay, yeah, a group of eight people hanging out can be fun, but these people, like, it's divided.
There's clearly awkwardness.
Yes. This is the last thing I want to do. I'd be like, hey, I can just stop for a little bit. You take one shot. And I'd be like, oh, headed to Don Julio's.
You know who I feel most bad for is Danny, because she's not really on the show and she's kind of in the middle of everything, right?
Yeah.
Like for Ariana and Sheena to come over, she's got to be cool with them too. She's like, got to work at Sir. And at least Lala's getting the big checks. Danny's just here. She doesn't want this party to happen. She wants to go out.
I'd make Lala pay for all the party goods.
Yeah. Those wings that were there that were handmade wings. Lala better bought those Tyson wings. So Stassi brings a shot over for Sheena. They chat. Shay's watching because now he's going to go sneak some alcohol.
He's like, okay, this is the shot that I don't participate in. This is the every other shot.
Is Sheena busy? Does anyone have a shot for me? She's like, I can only take every other. I'm down six. So,
but Sheena's already done her one. So now I can do one.
I can do seven while her back is turned. So Stassi says her life, you know, they talk, how's your life? She says her life's okay. Sheena says she's heard a lot of shit, but they don't really go into the shit except like living with Kristen, which Stassi's like, yeah, that's true. Oh, but like, then Sheena brings up, oh, but the Kristen situation, that's why you're mad. Stassi's like, actually, no, I was mad about the sex tape situation.
I'm actually pissed at Katie because of you.
Yeah.
Which I don't get how people didn't see this.
Yeah, because it was clear on the reunion.
Yes. Because
they show us the clip.
And even like in the conversation with Katie and Stassi, like I remember Stassi saying, like, I can't believe you would go to Miami and be with Sheena, like, and go and celebrate Sheena.
I feel like it was kind of both at that point, but because it was Sheena's party, it was like, why are you going to her party? Like, who cares if Kristen's just there? Of course, Kristen's there. Kristen's Kristen. But like, obviously Sheena did hurt Stassi in a way.
Yeah.
So
I guess a lot of it on the show was in code because like Stassi wasn't talking about the sex tape when they filmed last season.
Yeah.
But and even watching it, knowing,
you're like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
So Sheena says she didn't like Stassi at the time of the sex tape and something about Frank wanting Sheena's contact for a website, but Sheena told Frank no.
Yeah.
Because that would put the tape out there, which made me kind of think, did Sheena do some sort of porn or have like a porn contact that Frank then wanted to post the video?
That confused me, but
it can't be Sheena's contact information. We have that already.
Yeah. Yes. It sounds like Frank went to Sheena to shop the video, to help shop the video around or like get some contacts to do that. So she must know someone. And then, this is what I took away from this conversation. Frank went to Sheena. Sheena said no, but at the end of the day, Sheena did show people once it did come out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or like whenever it was like being sent to people. Sheena showed some people.
Yes.
But didn't help officially
came out. Yeah. But I do think she showed people.
I bet it went around in like text and stuff like that.
If Frank sends it to you or to Sheena, right? Sheena's then like, look what Frank sent me.
Yeah.
Shows people. But Sheena does apologize, but she would never do what Stassi thinks she did by putting it out there because Sheena can't even do that to someone she hates like Stassi. Oh, cute. Okay. Oh, so Stassi believes Sheena appreciates that Sheena recognizes the small part she played. Stassi does realizing that cutting people out when she's hurt is the wrong way to deal with some of her hurt. I don't know. I use the word hurt too many times in that sentence and I hate it.
What I don't like though, is that Stassi says that like, if Sheena would have just admitted her part in this a year and a half ago, this all wouldn't have happened. And I'm like, it's not Sheena's fault though, that you cut people out.
Yeah. Because eventually Katie, right. If Stassi's not realizing her issues, if none of this happened, Stassi would still feel like she had some sort of control over what Katie could and couldn't do. Right.
Yeah. I feel like eventually something like this would have happened, whether it was Sheena or somebody else.
And Stassi should be happy because without all this, she wouldn't be friends with Kristen, who she loves now. So
very true. Very true. On the bright side. Ostracized from the group brought her back to Kristen.
Because Kristen was just as ostracized.
Kristen guided her through the horrors.
Don't call it a comeback. So Sheena knows there's a part of Stassi that's self-serving, but it was really great to hear Stassi say she was wrong.
I'm over this like self-serving thing. Like everybody's fucking self-serving. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I act in the best way for myself?
Yes.
I don't know. I agree. Yeah. I mean,
everyone's like,
Sheena's self-serving. This bitch wants her best friend, Katie, to never talk to anyone else.
Are you telling Shay not to drink for his best interest or because you're tired of like the embarrassment and all the stress it causes you?
No, she's telling Shay to not be lame, but not be drunk for her self-interest.
Like self-serving.
If she really cared about that man, she would say, let's stay sober together.
100%.
Or something.
Or like, so, I'm not going to really drink with you. She'll have like one or like a drink or two at like a dinner just then. Where it's exactly. easier for him to handle that.
So we go back to the old Don Julio's that's now El Coyote. We talk about Stassi on her apology tour. Schwartz says that, or he told Stassi that she probably won't be friends with Katie for a while. And Katie's just, she's feeling sad, right? Because she mourned this friendship. She moved on. Mm-hmm. Now Stassi's back. This friendship's being presented to her again. So it brings up a lot of old emotions. And then this is where Schwartz is like, oh yeah, I invited Stassi to our engagement party. And Katie is so annoyed and disbelief, horrified. I don't even know how else to describe it.
Oh my God. I'd be pissed.
He's so mad.
I can't believe he didn't tell her when he got home. Like, and honestly, we talked about this last episode. I don't feel like it was a full-on invite where Stassi's going to show up, because like the discussion afterwards was like, Katie probably won't talk to you by then. Like, you're not going to get back with her. So I think Stassi knows, like, she's not really invited. Schwartz just wants her there.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like he made this worse for himself when he told Katie. Like, he didn't add in the other context.
But, like, right, Stassi really wants to be friends with Katie. Kristen's probably going to go. Kristen is. This girl's savage. She'd be like, Stassi, just come. Let's do this shit.
I think Stassi knows if she showed up to that without ever talking to Katie first. Yeah, like, you're actually digging yourself in this hole even further.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Schwartz just shouldn't have brought it up. And he felt bad. He felt bad because he's really harsh on Stassi.
This is where I'm like, shut the fuck up, Schwartz. Stop saying that you felt bad because you made her cry. And so that's why she got the invite.
Also, this dude dumped a whole drink on Katie's head and did not feel 1 ounce of remorse until she started sobbing all the time. Schwartz makes Stassi cry for a good reason and then felt bad.
And invites her to like such an important event. This isn't like dinner. It's not like he invited her to dinner tonight.
To El Coyote.
This is their engagement party.
So Katie does not care if Stassi was upset because Schwartz was harsh. Sorry, there's my English going. Stassi should not come at all.
Yeah.
And then Katie starts crying.
You can't do what you did a year ago and then just think that one text can like fix this and then you can come to my engagement party. That's not how this works.
Katie hasn't even talked to Stassi yet.
Yeah.
Bunch of weirdos. So Katie's crying because she's very upset. Schwartz does think Stassi has changed, but Katie thinks this is selfish, right? It's a good time in Katie's life. She's engaged. She has friends. She's not arguing with
that
Schwartz.
Would be self-serving if she showed up to that party.
There, yeah. Because basically,
I think wanting friends back is not really like a selfish thing.
Yeah, it'd be showing up and ruining Katie's day.
Yes.
Which Katie already kind of feels like Stassi's ruining her relationships now, right? Like Schwartz is sticking up for Stassi in this situation. Mm-hmm. This is the first fight we've seen Katie and Schwartz have in a long time.
Yeah.
Right when Stassi comes back. Yeah. Ringgate. Yeah. So it's not great. Clearly, Katie still has a lot of hurt feelings. And she just wants Stassi to realize what she did and how Katie was a good friend. But Katie knows Stassi may never recognize that. So she's not going to hold out a bunch of hope.
Mm-hmm. Very curious if by the engagement party, they're friends again.
I don't know. I really don't remember.
I don't remember at all. And I can't wait to see if like Stassi's able to pull this off.
I know. I'm
excited. Kind of rooting for her.
I don't think yet.
I don't know why, but like, don't you have those friends where you're like, oh, I really hope I'm invited to their wedding or something? Like, I kind of feel this. You're like, oh, I got to get my invite back in.
No, I've already been excluded from so many weddings I thought I would go to. I just fucking don't care.
There's like some people that like I had like really great moments with, but you like, as you move on out of college, like you don't see them anymore. So you're like, oh man, it's like the distance got to us. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wanted to go to these weddings. I wanted to. I just never did an effort.
I feel like this is that version for Stassi because obviously they're not like college friends who moved away.
She already missed the engagement, the awkward, horrible engagement. Oh,
she should be happy. She missed
We all wish we could have missed that. So now we're at Kristen's apartment. Stassi and Kristen are doing what they love, drinking. Kristen is the most fun person Stassi has ever lived with. And as that's happening, Kristen, I know I've talked about it on this podcast before. She puts a straw in her mouth and this bitch cannot work a straw.
I clocked that and knew you were going to clock it too. Yeah.
She brings the drink up, right? I have a sippy water bottle kind of thing. She does this thing where she goes.
The straw moves. And so she can't find it.
She has instead to just grab the straw and put it in her mouth. She like moves her mouth to meet the straw as the straw is moving. Okay, anyway, I'll move on.
She like blindly goes and follows it too. It's not like she's looking at the straw going and getting it. She like moves her whole face around.
No, I hate it. This is her biggest flaw. This is, if I went on a date with Kristen, I would could not.
You'd be like, her. No straws for our table, please.
Oh my God, I'd be so mad. Okay, so Stassi tells Kristen about the party. Kristen was not invited to Lala's party.
And did not crash.
And she did not care because, you know, she cannot even with Lala. And she asks if Lala's apartment was quote unquote ghetto, which is like not appropriate.
I know. I know that Kristen and Lala obviously had like some beef over Jane. So I didn't realize it was like this bad.
I don't think it is. I think like the hate, anyone who enjoys James's company, Kristen hates. Like, I think it's that.
Despises, it seems.
Yeah. Because if they had actually talked, they would both know James was drunk texting both of them and they both hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. They are on the same side of frustrations with James. Lala just is like willing to work through them and still be friends with him.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Kristen just can't even with Lala.
Yeah.
So Stassi believes that Stassi talked to Sheena and believes that she can move on with Sheena, right? They're good. They're in a good place. Mm-hmm. We're going to get through this. And Kristen immediately is like, oh my God, the band's back together. We're here. We got it.
He's like, these are little stepping stones. We've got Schwartz check. We got Sheena check. We're going to get Katie.
Stassi's like, can we slow down? And Kristen's like, no, should I throw a party? Should I invite everyone? Is this the time? Is it happening?
Am I throwing the engagement party so that I can invite you?
Oh my God, this is fantastic. We're all friends. but Stassi, she's working up the ladder. We're all excited. Stassi has a shot. There's an opening.
I was about to say, I think she has a high percentage chance of making this work. She has done it very well.
I think if Sheena didn't accept it, it'd be.
Yes.
Sha would be a little rough.
Because everybody looks at Schwartz and is like, he's weak. I think Sheena is also weak to Stassi. Like Sheena wants everybody to like her. So Sheena, I think, will accept everybody's apology and like things. That's but fair. People don't really see it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we come. So we got the Toms jamming in a car to Sandoval's new song, Let's Touch in Public. I remember this song.
I completely forgot about it. And then it was playing and I was like, this song, I know this song.
Let's Touch in Public. They got like a funky beat going. This is it. This is the band. The band is... The band is called Charles McMansion. That's fun. It's like a play on Charles Manson and McDonald's.
Sure.
So they're going to do a music video. Sandoval needs money for this music video. It's going to be the next big hit. It's going to be bigger than Good as Gold. It's going to be Let's Touch
and Public. No, don't even compare. Good as Gold is a bop and it's wonderful and the best thing to ever listen to on a throwback. And I listened to it on my golden birthday and it was wonderful.
So speaking of money, we got a meeting with Pandora and Jason coming up. That's how we're going to make money. We're going to sell sangria. The Vanderpump sangria, his people in St. Louis, they got money. That Bush family, we're going to sell it to them.
Plugs, go listen to our One Season Wonders on Bush Family Brood.
So Sandoval feels like every time they have a conversation with Pandora and Jason, Schwartz takes over and presents them in a really horrible way. And Sandoval has to do damage control, which honestly, I think they both present.
I was about to say, I don't take it like that. I think they're both terrible in different ways.
Yeah. Like Sandoval obviously cares more. So you can see the passion.
Yes.
But he has no solid ideas for anything. Yes.
And I think Schwartz is a little goofier. So his like ideas are more like natural, normal, and like they're receptive to him. But Sandoval's ideas like make no sense because he talks in circles, but just at a better level.
Yeah. Schwartz doesn't want to be there. Sandoval does. They both have like good, bad qualities. That's why together they make like half a working person.
100% it's a half of working person. Not even just one full person no. between the two of them.
So Schwartz has cult feet. He feels like with this sangria business, it's going to be really time consuming because they have to go to St. Louis all the time. So he'll have to be all in or all out. And he just loves being a actor. He's doing okay. He gets
funny how quickly he's like, I'm out. I can't do this. There's too much commitment here.
He's fully out. He's going to pursue a acting career. But Schwartz has not told Katie anything, as he doesn't tell Katie anything this episode.
Of course not.
But Katie will understand. And Sandoval's like, no, she won't. You don't even know your own fiance.
Yeah.
She will not understand.
Here's where Sandoval is realistic and Schwartz is not.
Yeah. Sandoval knows people.
Yes.
Right? He doesn't know business. He knows people though.
Yes.
That's why he knows if he goes to a club in St. Louis, he's going to take a sip and be like, this
delicious.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
You know that scene where what's his name? Like Aziz Ansari's character is trying to sell that liquor. And so everyone, he like instills everyone at his work to like go to the club and be like, I love this alcohol, and they all get drunk on it. That's what this is like. It's like
100%.
I'm drinking the sangria.
Delicious. He's like screaming how
I know it's 1 a.m. at a club, but sangria is the way to go.
Yes. I mean, I guess they could maybe make it happen with like a little brunch, but
I was going to say they should go to the Hamptons.
They should brunch it up. See, we are better at this than them. They know nothing.
Go brunch. So we go to Sir. Sheena's working. She talks to Lisa. We saw Stassi the other night. It was better than what Sheena thought. She thinks Stassi's genuinely sorry. And Lisa's like, yeah, but she's self-serving. Also, Sheena kind of sucks at holding people accountable for literally anything except Shay. That's the only dude that's held accountable for anything.
And not in like things he shouldn't be held accountable for, not drinking at the yellow zone. Like, what?
It's my favorite joke. I'm so sorry.
Like, sorry, you're in green. You haven't drank enough for me. Get to the yellow, but no red. Don't even get to the orange.
You took three shots when you should have taken two. You're in the red zone.
I'm done with you.
So, but they both, Sheena and Lisa, know that Katie's not ready to reconcile with Stassi yet. Fine. Lisa knows though that Katie was good friends with Stassi, and that means she wasn't good friends with Sheena, and now she is good friends with Sheena. So Sheena's a little self-serving.
The light bulb should also go off in Sheena's head that like, we don't want Stassi back, because then my seat is revoked.
Sheena doesn't get that though. She thinks Katie and Stassi should have a conversation. And I was like, girl, your friendship's going to suffer. You were a 100%. Stand-in friend.
And it's like in Katie's own time though. We're not going to push her.
Yes. So Jax is also back at Sir. He's a little rusty. Him and Sandoval discuss Kyle Chan is having a party tomorrow at Pump to celebrate marriage equality.
Yep.
Sandoval is like, that's great. And then I also need to get my music off the ground. Let's touch in public, baby. And Jax is like, I hate hearing
what is this? Music. Do we think it's like 2015, 2016?
It's gotta be. 2015, maybe?
I don't know. But like,
no.
I feel like it's 2016. Didn't the show come out in 2013?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Someone
Obama was definitely in office because of marriage equality.
Yes.
I think this is what they're celebrating.
We were definitely in college at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe 2016, because I think we were a little older. Okay, cool. 2016. This song never really made it big, but Tom's holding out hope. Jax, he wants to be a good friend, but he hates hearing about his friend's possible success with music. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Which, okay, listen, I get this. When your friends just talk about one thing over and over, it is annoying. But then just go bitch about it to one of your other friends.
Yeah. Don't lose it. Just be like, yeah, man. Yeah. I'm excited. Say anything that's like, I'm excited to hear it.
And then exit the conversation. Like, yeah, you're like, instead, oh, gotta go get stuff for work.
Instead, Jack says nothing, which was going to make Sandoval continue to talk until Jack says anything. Oh, so we go to Villa Rosa. Jackson, the Toms are here. They have clothes for the underprivileged children. Mm-hmm. They also see that Ken is donating a bunch of clothes that they are then going to try on.
Oh my God, these really nice button-down shirts. Yeah, which I'm like, why? Okay, I'm going to be honest. What are like kids going to do with Ken's old like Italian business shirts?
Go on a job interview.
At like 14?
Maybe.
I guess maybe it's for like 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. Maybe they like go age up. I'm just thinking like, what is like a high schooler going to do with this?
My dad made me wear a blazer when I went to interview for a job at a pizza concession stand at the pool.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not even fucking kidding. This happens.
All right. So all the kids around LA are interviewing an Italian business button-down shirts.
Go. Armani clothes. Constant.
Armani just spread across the greater LA area.
So they're trying clothes on. Ken and Lisa leave for a little bit. They find a naked picture of Lisa. Schwartz falls in love. He's about to leave Katie at the altar.
It's so funny because they're all glued to it. And they're all like, oh, I've always imagined Lisa her shirt off. And I'm like,
is that a nipple?
What the fuck is happening? We are now 14-year-old boys.
Absolutely not. So Lisa calls Schwartz downstairs for a talk. Pandora, because she's number one, she's going to talk to her mom every day, told Lisa that Schwartz quit LVP Sangria, which is not great. It's the second time Schwartz has wimped out on something for Lisa.
True.
First time paying that bar.
Like, he didn't even give it a shot.
No. No, he was just like, the time commitment I think this is going
to
be.
Oh, wait, you actually need something from me that I told you I could do? I can't do it anymore.
I have time. I'd rather lay on my couch.
Gotta rescind my offer.
Yeah, he just feels like if there was a job or the sangria, he would pick a job over the sangria. But like, basically the sangria is a job. And but also
I,
like,
listen, I don't think that's a bad thing to say, like, hey, modeling and acting is my number one priority. So can we make this schedule work? Like,
yeah, he's not going to put in 90 hours a week for this Vanderpump Sangria. And also a modeling gig, like acting, you have to learn lines and stuff, but modeling, you go, you do a few shoots, right? And then you leave. It's not like we have
to shoot. And I would think that all your modeling and acting gigs would be mostly during the day, and your sangria business would be like nights and weekends, especially with their plan of like going to bars. This sangria is delicious.
Yeah, they show up at 3 p.m. to a sports bar offering sangria. Yeah,
like on a Monday, you're not pushing sangria to customers.
Lisa's upset because he just drops out of commitments, and Schwartz just says he's building up to something, his acting career.
Oh God,
we'll get there eventually.
Lisa's like, of course this is not long term, like, you are now marrying Katie. You need to follow through on things.
He's only in his 30s, Meredith. He'll get a real job later.
It's so funny, LA versus the rest of the world, because I'm like, oh, graduating college at 21 and let's go get a real job now.
Yeah. I need a real job immediately.
Yes. I need health insurance and a 401k.
Oh my God. Do these people not have health insurance?
They pay for it on their own, I bet. I bet Katie has it through Sir. But like,
God, do you think Hooters gives Brittany health insurance?
Does she probably work hours? You have to work like 35 hours to get it. I thought it
feel like Hooters would have great health insurance. Anyway,
gotta take care of those boobies.
It's such a big corporation. So we go to Pump. Kyle Chan's birthday party. It's just
marriage equality party.
Marriage equality party. Kirsten's got a new guy.
I love
James Carter. It was Kristen's first swipe. She's not with Alex anymore. They had sex 4 times and they decided to remain friends. So Kristen's magical match got her 4 times with Alex. And then they were like, it's not magical enough. We gotta go.
Yeah, I the way her dinner with Alex went, I'm like, okay, this is like great. He's a
and I liked guy. Him. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I want to actually know what the fuck happened. Who did he turn her away? Did he finally realize who she is?
I don't know. I don't know.
But like now he's so put together. Maybe he was like, you're not, you don't have health insurance. You can't even date somebody who doesn't have health insurance.
You can't even drink from a straw.
Yeah, the final date they went on, she actually had a straw and he realized.
He was horrified. So Carter's here. Hip hip hooray. They make out. Everyone notices that it's a new guy. And I guess here's the thing that Ariana lets us know is that Kristen's not on the list for this party. Because if you think about it, the owner of Pump, Lisa, hates you. And your ex, James, is DJing.
He gets very erratic when he sees you.
It's not like a good situation. Why would we put Kristen in this situation?
We didn't, but she forced her way in.
Maybe Carter wasn't. Maybe that's why what she ditched way. Alex.
That, I feel like this is so on brand for Kristen. Oh, not invited. Be there anyways.
I love it. So savage. So Lisa grabs Schwartz because he's wearing one of Ken's shirts. She knew he couldn't afford that shit.
I love it. He's like, I'm only going to wear it once. I'll donate it after I'm done.
He is single white female and Ken so he could get to Lisa.
I'm dead.
He's doing it. So James, he's feeling good tonight. Lisa tells him no distractions. You only get one drink. Things have to go well. And James feels really bad for disrespecting Lisa at Max's mouth appointment. So he cannot be a drunken asshole tonight.
Gonna be on his best behavior.
Yeah,
which I'm like, fingers crossed, like, come on,
hopefully. I mean, it's this very uneventful
group, let's focus on our jobs, follow through the honestly theme of the episode.
This party seemed fine though. We didn't get James any other time, so very that's true. A good sign.
Very true. I mean, wait till we talk about the next time on.
That's true. So we have an after party at Sheena and Shay's, just so everyone knows that's where we're going later. But first, Katie has to talk to Tom Schwartz because she got word he quit the sangria business, probably not from
him. Another thing she found out late because Schwartz didn't really tell her.
Nope, Sandoval told her, but he was trying to be like, he's just very stressed with everything. And Katie's like, no, not I don't here. Care.
He's flighty. Like, come on, get Katie it together.
Katie wants to start a family eventually. Okay. We need the security of a job and that's a dude the thing that is can
like,
hold on.
It's not about like the job you're having now. It's that you want to grow with something. So by the time we do have kids, like you're already at the next few levels, because if he joined the sangria business now and then gets like promoted and it grows, like he could be in like a Pandora Jason setup where like he has an office job and works 9 to 5 and the people like report to him who are doing the, this sangria is delicious at the bar. So it's about like where you are going to be in 5 to 10 years, not like the first stepping stone.
This sangria. Yeah.
The new tagline of LVP sangria. This sangria is delicious. Yes.
I would die. That'd be so funny. Okay. So Schwartz though, he thinks he is responsible because he always pays his bills.
Which I do appreciate him saying, like, I have never missed rent. I've bought you your dream ring. But again, it's not about what you're doing now. It's about where we will be in 5 to 10 years from now. And if you're continuing to be a Mactor, I don't see much growth here.
Well, look for it, because this man pays all his bills on time. That's all you need to know.
Our wedding's going to be expensive and our bills will increase when we have another mouth to feed, sir.
So then Katie, this is my favorite. Katie goes, the matching business just isn't great because like you never know when you're going to get jobs and like it's crazy. And that's why I'm out of it. And Schwartz is like, well, you weren't in it as much as I was. Like you were never really on my level
in it.
Yeah. Like I'm on a different level. And Katie's like, are you effing kidding me?
Not only are you going to turn down the job, but now you're going to insult me and say, I was never into modeling acting.
You're not cute, my guy.
We're done.
So then Kristen asked Carter to go to bed, which was a fun little tidbit we got. This girl, I love her.
Her and her magical badge. I just can't.
It's amazing. So Ariana asked Brittany, because she heard a little rumor that Brittany's going to get a boob job. And Jax is like, yeah, it's the same guy that did my nose.
Besties. So we trust him. Get a great discount. I'm in.
Brittany really wants the surgery. So this is how Jax is going to say, thank you for sticking by me through the sunglass fiasco. But he knows the
boob. Version of a boob job would be like pay my student loans. So I guess I'll take 15 grand.
Yeah, please and thanks. But he knows the boobs he wants. And he's talking about how much he loves boobs. And Ariana's face could not say I hate Jax more.
The way he talks about it is not like, oh, like, this would look really great on you. It's like, this is what I really want.
These are the boobs I want. I want them. I want
the nipples. It's like he just wants the boobs on a platter and not like his girlfriend.
Yeah. At one point he's like, I'm going to motorboat him because you have to massage him after. I'm going to go. Bleh. And Ariana's like, okay, stop.
Don't care. Couldn't care less.
But Brittany's like laughing. I'm like, does she think it's cute? Like, is she like, this is so cute. He's going to motorboat my sore boobs. I think
she looks at this like, oh, he's really into me and attracted to me. And I'm like, this is disgusting. If somebody said this to me, I'd be like, you don't even care about me.
Literally.
As I am now. Like, all you want to do is change me.
I'm so sad. Okay. So now, Sheena and Shay's apartment for this after party. Katie, still annoyed, tells Sheena, quitting the sangria business and inviting Stassi to the engagement party. Sheena's in disbelief. How could he do that? Katie doesn't even know if she wants to talk to Stassi. And now Stassi's going to come celebrate? Absolutely not. Brittany has got to get drunk. Jack's trying to get her drunk because we got to go to the boob doctor tomorrow. Jax wants triple D's. And Brittany's like, no, we're going to do like C.
Yeah.
A full C, small D. And then Jax starts a sentence with, I'm not trying to be inappropriate, which I was like, don't say it then.
Anytime somebody starts with, I'm not trying to X, they're about to proceed with that. And I'm
about to do X.
Thinking that like because you said it, that it makes it makes you like better.
Like when people say no offense and then say something really offensive.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, just be like, listen, I'm going to say something appropriate. Like,
yeah,
here's what's on my mind. I'd actually appreciate if you were just honest with that. You are doing that.
Yeah. So the thing he's not trying to be inappropriate about is he really likes Peter's girlfriend's boobs.
Sarah. Yeah.
Sarah's got some nice ass boobs.
Which I don't think that's a bad thing to say, like, hey, it looks like we're shopping for some boobs here. Like Sarah has some nice ones. Yeah. Like, I think especially she's had a boob job.
I think it's just weird in the sense that like, right, that's Peter's girlfriend and your girlfriend's right there. And you're like,
I think this is a conversation he can have with Brittany privately to be like, hey, I think Sarah's look really great. Like if she's had a boob job, don't just go staring at boobs. If you know people have had a boob job, you're like, hey, those turned out really great.
Yeah.
Like let's talk about that, like what we like about that.
Like Lindsay from Summer House, she got a boob job and she'd love to show everyone how her boobs look.
Yes. I don't think people are like offended if you're like, hey, like it turned out great. And like looking at people as a model, but not just in a large group being like, oh
yeah,
Sarah, great boobs.
And if I think her boobs aren't fake, then it's a little awkward.
Yes.
So he loves Sarah's boobs, but she's a double D, which is bigger than what Brittany wants.
Yeah.
But Jack says if he's going to finance this, he wants what he wants. And everyone's like, what the fuck, Jax? This is not your body. You don't get to choose what someone puts on. And he said, but I'm paying. I'm not going to pay for something I won't like.
I hate this because I understand that he's paying. So I don't mind that he like wants a little bit of a say, like he talked about how he wants them to look natural and like a teardrop shape. Like I understand
that's fine. Yeah.
The like sculpting of it, completely understand how you have some opinions. But if Brittany says like she doesn't want to go large and you're like, no, get the E's, like
that's bad
for a girl. I don't think guys understand how much like that boobs much weight hurts your back. Like there's so much back that goes into it. So like Brittany wanting a smaller size, like should be respected.
Yeah. There are other health complications that can happen with really big boobs. I have had a few friends growing up, they had really big boobs and they had to go either get a boob reduction.
Yes, or I know a lot of people who have.
Or like constantly go to a chiropractor because their back just doesn't like work. Like it's uncomfortable. It's horrible.
You're way down up top. It's not horrible. Natural. I mean, it is natural, but like, it's not something that's enjoyable.
No. Yeah. So then Katie's like, Brittany shouldn't get a boob job then if she's not going to get the boob she wants.
Yeah.
Jax is like, oh, never mind. Never mind then. I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Am I being rude? Let me take it back. I didn't mean it like that.
If it's not the consequences to my own actions right now.
Jax is self-aware enough to know when people are really pissed off and to start walking it back. But like, he doesn't have that awareness up front to be like, no. Hey, I shouldn't say shit.
This is inappropriate.
Yeah.
So Schwartz, though, notices Jax has been really weird lately.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know why, but it's just a note he's made. So Schwartz is sitting alone. He's very distraught because he does a lot of things wrong, and now it's the consequences of his own actions.
Yes.
So Sandoval, who loves Schwartz more than anyone else, his own girlfriend even, loves Schwartz way more, asks how Schwartz is. Because Schwartz is going through a lot of shit right now, okay?
Yes. Yeah, he's getting it from Lisa and Katie. Mm-hmm. Like,
we just can't have that.
Nope.
Not for Schwartz.
The two most important women in his life, and he's just getting railed on.
He's so weak. He needs support. So Jax joins the conversation, too, with a bottle of the sangria, just to rub it in our faces. And Sandoval does bring up inviting Stassi to the engagement party, which then pisses off Jax because they all had an agreement not to talk to Stassi. And Schwartz broke that agreement. And Schwartz just said he was hard on Stassi, you know, like this was his way of extending an olive branch.
Yeah.
And Jax says that Schwartz should have thought of Katie. And this is when Sandoval's like, Jax, cut it out. Like,
yeah,
stop.
He already knows what he did wrong. Like,
yeah.
Katie has already talked to him. Lisa's already talked to him. Like, we don't need you on top of him too.
Jax continues to dig in. Schwartz was manipulated. How could you? Sandoval again tells him to stop because Schwartz is weak. We must protect him. We must not yell at him.
Yep.
And then he tries to make some like really dumb comparison of like,
Jack and Shay got into a car accident and Sandoval showed up and started talking about his band, which the mention of the band is what truly spiraled Jax to be like, I'm done. Why would you mention your band right now?
I
was just
like, I don't get the whole comparison. I get you're trying to say like self-centered, but Jax wasn't talking about himself. He was just laying it on Schwartz more. So I didn't get it.
Me neither.
But Sandoval obviously like was just trying to, I think, get
Jax I think Sandoval was trying to say like inappropriate conversations. Like this, like yeah. It's not the time and place. So like, something. This isn't the moment to lay into Schwartz because he's already distressed.
But Jax gets lit up because his band is mentioned.
Oh, I don't want to fucking talk about your band.
And I was like, it's not about the band. I was trying to do a comparison. And then Schwartz gets up because he's like, I'm not in this. So then this makes Jax look at him and go, quote unquote, dude, stop acting like you're the number one guy in the group, man. I'm the number one guy in this group. To which I was like, I don't understand where that came from.
I know. I literally, when I saw it, because Alicia and I love this quote,
this it'll line's live rent-free
in our brain forever. But I was like, did something get cut out where like there's more context to how this got said?
I feel like something got cut out in the beginning where Jax was talking about himself, the boob job, something. And that might have made Sandoval go like, that's if I brought up my band after you got in a car crash. And then I feel like something else got covered up. I'm sure Sandoval said something along the lines of like, I'm trying to keep the peace. I'm trying to help Schwartz.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then Jax was like, that's my job. I'm number one guy in the group.
Yes. I feel like something along those lines did get cut out because this doesn't make sense how like Sandoval just trying to protect Schwartz and be like, dude, leave him alone, turned into Sandoval wanting to be number one guy in the group. So Jax had to correct him.
I don't know where Jax got this. It was hilarious.
I mean, I love it so much, but I did not remember it like this. And it doesn't really make much sense in that conversation.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for Sandoval either. He's like, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Number one guy in what group? I can't
imagine one of my friends being like, Meredith, shut the fuck up. You're not the number one girl in this group. I'd be like,
like, what?
We have a pyramid? Can someone show me the pyramid? Because I had no idea we had a hierarchy.
Abby Lee Met Miller never showed up to show me the pyramid. I have no idea who's on top. Am I on the bottom?
Am I being cut from this friend group? What's happening?
Like, I don't get a solo.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I think very highly of myself in friend groups. Like, I'm a core person to friend groups. But the thing is like, there's a core, you know that how there's a core
there's
center
an
that
inner
like
core.
Yes. But there's not one person that makes this friend group go round. You're not the sun.
Yeah, I mean, Stassi was, and look how that worked out for her.
That's the thing, is people who think they're like the most important person get cut out.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is super weird.
Here's the thing. It's very easy to cut off the top layer of a pyramid. It's harder to cut off the bottom.
Exactly. More people on the bottom, stronger that way.
It's harder to cut across that width.
You all fall. If you learned anything from Dance Moms, is it takes the whole pyramid, not just the top, to make a team.
Yep.
So that's where
you cut out one person rather than five. So get out of here, Jack.
But everyone's replaceable. Look out. So I'm like on a Dance Mom mode now.
I know. I like keep thinking of Abby Miller taking off those, like with the pictures, and like Jax is there.
So Jax's ego is so big, which we knew, but we didn't know it was this big. So Sandoval tries again to be like, I'm not number one guy in the group. I was just trying to help Schwartz.
Yeah.
And Jax is like, my girlfriend is about to go under the
knife. My God.
This is where I was like, this is probably where the car thing came in, where he's like, that has nothing to do with Schwartz.
Yes.
Like,
well, okay, here's the thing. They're going for the consultation tomorrow. They are not, she's not getting the boob job tomorrow. And also, this is a choice procedure.
It's a choice. It pisses
me off
when
he's like, cancer.
My girlfriend has to go get surgery. And it's like, no, she's choosing to enhance her boobs.
Yes.
Like, it's still a surgery, and I understand, but it's
the
not
concern.
Like,
yeah, like the night before, I understand you being like, shoot, what's going to happen? I'm worried. But like,
the survival rate is fine with a boob job. Okay.
Yeah. We're, and if like, you're that concerned, how about let's not get the
not
boob
doing
job?
It. Yeah, you don't need to do it. And yeah, Sandoval's like, okay. Great, Brittany's getting a boob job. Schwartz is being pushed down by everyone who is supposed to love him. So Jack says Schwartz is a big boy. He can handle it, which I also kind of agree, but also don't think Schwartz can handle it. Like, he's a big boy that can't handle it.
I think Schwartz is a big boy and should handle the conversations he needs to have, but I understand Sandoval stepping in and being like, Jax, like, he doesn't need another person.
He doesn't need it from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jax then says Sandoval makes him, like, you make me mad. You make me look bad. You're not the team captain. And Tom's like, what team are we on?
What's happening? And then Jackson, his interview is just like, people get mad at me because I say what's on my mind. I tell the truth.
I'm a truther.
People just don't want to hear it. And I'm like, no, you're not telling the truth. You are. I mean,
your truth.
Yeah. You're just saying your opinion on like why Schwartz is a weak person, but that isn't needed in the moment. And that's what this fight is about, is like whether your opinion needs to be voiced or not. And it doesn't.
Also, yeah. Okay. His truth is like Sandoval thinks he's number one guy in the group. Great. But that doesn't mean Jax can then be like, the real truth is I'm number one guy.
Yes.
What?
You don't get to deem yourself number one guy. It's like giving yourself a nickname. You don't get to do it like yourself.
No. Drunk me actually gave myself a nickname.
Stop it now.
I'm not kidding. And my friends still call me it to this day.
What is it?
Bisha.
Bisha. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a drunk day. I'll do a little background, but do you remember when it was like gangster Google or something like that, where you could type in a word and it would tell you like, this is the cool way to say that word. So we all typed in our names and we were like, cool. These are our like cool names. These are our nicknames. We're going to call each other that. Then I got really drunk one night and I called myself it. My friends thought it was fucking hilarious. And they're like, that's your drunk name. And then it turned into my real name.
Love it.
They call me Beesh. It's weird. So it can happen.
Yeah, but that's an alter ego person. Like, that's a different person. Drunk Alicia is a different person and can give.
It's turned into me. It's all meshed. I am Jax. I am number one guy in the group.
You know what? I'm the number one girl in this podcast. I've decided it.
Number one guy in the group, though. So next time we're getting a boob job. Sandoval is getting his ass tattoo removed. Sheena invites Ariana out to lingerie shop, but then bitches about her. James gets in trouble for yelling at Richard. Poor Richard. My poor baby Richard.
I love when people detail the next day what was like yelled at them or texted to them.
I do too. I love it's amazing
day old conversations.
Kristen yells at Ariana. Jax feels unaccepted if he's not talked about. Sandoval goes off about how no one appreciates his friendship. It's gonna be a tie. We go to the beach.
Let's
go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. Beach. Let's get away.
Let's do accepted and blocked.
I know my people, but which one do you want to start with?
Do blocked and go first.
I'm blocking Jax. I just can't. You can't dub yourself number one guy in the group. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to block Schwartz because I think he's a big loser. And though I agree with Jax that he's a big boy and should handle his shit himself, he's just so weak.
I know.
Of course people are going to stick up for him. He's like a child.
I just like people like that where it's like everything they do, like we got to like pad them or like somebody's got to be like, oh no, like grow up, like be an adult and move through your life yourself. Like why do we always need to have somebody protecting you?
I completely fucking agree. Okay. Who are you accepting?
I'm accepting Stassi. I think she handled the party really well. I think showing up with shots to all the people who hate you is a great opening move. She got Sheena to kind of see her part, which I think Stassi needed that because I do think Sheena was in the wrong for like showing the tape. And it helps, I think, Stassi then also say like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have cut people out. But I think she's handling this apology tour spectacularly. And I think I'm gonna take a guess because like Alicia and I said, we have seen these seasons, but I can't remember what happens with this Stassi storyline. I think she's gonna get to the engagement party.
We
got 3 weeks.
I think she can too.
I think like
I just don't remember prior, the timeline.
She's
of like,
gonna talk to Katie.
How we get to anywhere. I have no idea.
It's
going to
be like a last minute invite is how I'm thinking.
I'm going to accept Sheena because I think even though she didn't mean it like this, I think it was a good move for her to bring a Pinot Grigio for Stassi to, it was almost like an olive branch.
Yes.
I think it could have been really easy for her to, because this is Sheena, if she's feeling petty, to not accept Stassi's apology. And she did. And I think, though she doesn't realize, she's going to lose her friend probably by saying that Katie and she or Stassi should talk. I think that's very big of her. And she supported Katie through the entire thing, which I think is great.
I think Sheena truly does want everybody just to get along.
Yeah. And I don't know if Sheena will have another good episode in a while. So I'm going to take advantage. We'll take it. Yay. Okay. Thank you for listening. Remember, join our Patreon, follow us on Instagram, join the Facebook group, and listen to our other podcasts.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.